Let us recap what you learned today about how machine learning actually works in practice. You learned that models minimize a loss function using gradient descent. Picture it like being blindfolded on a hilly landscape, feeling which way slopes downhill and taking steps until reaching the lowest valley. The learning rate controls how big each step is. The computer adjusts internal weights to reduce prediction errors. You explored the major model families. Linear models assume straight-line relationships between features and outcomes. Decision trees ask sequences of yes or no questions to narrow down predictions. Random forests combine hundreds of trees that vote together to reduce overfitting. Gradient-boosted trees learn sequentially, with each new tree fixing errors made by previous ones. Neural networks use layers of artificial neurons to discover hierarchical patterns in complex data like images and speech. You also encountered unsupervised methods like clustering, which finds hidden groupings without predefined labels. You discovered why professionals split data three ways. The training set is where the model learns by adjusting weights. The validation set acts like practice exams for tuning hyperparameters and selecting the best approach. The test set provides the final unbiased evaluation using completely unseen data. You learned about cross-validation, which rotates validation folds to maximize limited data usage. You now understand overfitting, where models memorize training data details instead of learning generalizable rules. You learned that accuracy alone often deceives, especially with imbalanced classes. Precision measures how trustworthy positive predictions are. Recall measures what fraction of actual positives you successfully catch. The F1 score provides a balanced view of both. The area under the rock curve, called AUC, measures the model's ability to separate classes across thresholds. You walked through the realistic end-to-end workflow. It starts with problem definition and success criteria. Then comes data collection, cleaning, and exploration to find outliers. Feature engineering creates powerful new variables from raw inputs. Preprocessing handles scaling and missing values. The modeling phase trains candidates and tunes hyperparameters using validation data. Rigorous evaluation checks metrics and fairness across demographic groups. Deployment integrates the model into production systems. Finally, monitoring and maintenance track performance drift and schedule retraining as the world changes. You also learned that responsible machine learning requires bias auditing. Models inherit and sometimes amplify biases present in historical data, so practitioners must test for fair treatment across different populations throughout the workflow. Keep these mechanics in mind. The optimization process, the three-way data split strategy, the careful choice of metrics, and the full lifecycle management separate toy examples from production systems that businesses actually trust.